We could call him America's most wanted, certainly even in the, especially in the river area. Monterio Fire Chief Steve Baxman is here. Good morning, Chief.
Good morning.
How's it looking on the river this morning and the surrounding areas?
Well, most of the towns are now islands. Monterio, you can't go anywhere. We've got major slides and water. You go about a mile in each direction and you can't go any further.
That's it. And what about the Guerneville, Rio Nido area?
Same thing. Guerneville's getting inundated. 116, Pocket Canyon. Pretty soon, a couple more feet, and we'll all be even smaller islands.
And where are we at in terms of downtown Guerneville and the businesses there at this point?
So far, the water has not hit downtown Guerneville, but the next three or four feet is going to make the difference.
Yes, and it will continue to go 3 or 4 feet more, and then some. I guess the river still expected to crest tonight at right around 46 feet. Are people evacuating, Chief?
Yes. We were fortunate. The main problem we're having now is people still driving into the water. We're pulling people out of cars. Some people, we've been pulling some people out of houses. They didn't realize that they can't go anywhere, and if the water gets that high, we're just starting to do that, too. But other than that, as far as there's nobody out in the river in kayaks or canoes, so that's good.
That's on you. Yeah, okay.
And
all right.
You have to go around.
Are they going down the street in kayaks and canoes? That's the question.
Oh, yeah. Every street.
And I know that you had to go in and help evacuate some people yesterday afternoon and last night. Do you expect that same thing to happen today?
Oh, a continual. I just got a phone call from someone who was trapped in a house and needed to get out. So that's going to go on all the time.
Okay. And what sort of assistance are you getting out there?
Well, we have our own volunteers.
Yes.
But we also have a National Guard high water truck. So you can walk right around that and go over there.
Okay. So the National Guard is on scene as well. And what will the next, say, 10 hours or so be for the residents there like?
It's going to be bad because the water's just going to keep going up and up, and more and more roads are going to close.
And the best, we have a lot of history of the Russian River flooding. What does this year remind you most of?
I'm sorry, what was that?
I said, what does this year's flooding remind you most of, considering the floods of years past?
1986.
Really?
It's deja vu. It's pretty much the same thing. Not sure where it's going to crest. You know, 86 was new territory.
Yeah.
That was the largest flood on record, so we weren't sure what all was going to happen.
Yeah.
This time, at least, we have all the charts from that one, so we know what's going to happen. But things have changed, and even the charts aren't real accurate because, you know, a lot of things have changed, new construction, new ways water's running. We've got slides we didn't think we'd ever have before that we're getting now. The ground's all unstable. The trees are starting to fall over. Just a whole bunch of things are happening now that didn't happen in 86.
And there will be areas which will be inaccessible for some time, correct, even after the water recedes?
Yeah, usually it takes about 2 to 3 days for the water to recede so we could get back to normal. And then comes a mess because all the roads will be clogged with debris. And
yes.
Then there's trees will step down and stuff. So that's a whole other issue we have to deal with is accessibility after the flood.
And there's nothing quite like trying to remove the Russian River silt after the fact, is
there? Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, and never wants to leave.
Well, thank you for your work up there. We are appreciating you as always, Chief, and thanks for being with us this morning.
Thanks for talking to me.
All right, that is Monterio Fire Chief Steve Baxman. He's been, you know, at the helm of Russian River rescues for over 50 years now and has seen all of them, and kind of surprising that it is this year is reminding the chief of the floods of 1986, which were devastating to that area. Again, the Russian River expected to crest tonight, late tonight, about 46, maybe 46.1 feet, and then begin to slowly recede beginning tomorrow morning. And the latest reading on the Russian River this morning was the Russian River at Guerneville standing at about 41 feet. So it is climbing and climbing. And as the chief said, many of those areas completely cut off now, as it was warned that they would be prior to the mandatory evacuations. So we will check in again with Chief Baxman throughout the course of the next 36 to 48 hours.